USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
House Democrats have launched investigations into how President Trump has conducted business both inside and outside of the White House. And there are suggestions they'll also consider having Special Counsel Robert Mueller testify before a congressional committee. On CBS's Face the Nation, House Democrat Hakeem Jeffries was asked by host Margaret Brennan about remaining neutral as the probe continues.
The American people deserve to know whether Donald Trump is either A, a legitimate president, B, a Russian asset, C, the functional equivalent of an organized crime boss, or D, just a useful idiot who happens to have been victimized by the greatest collection of coincidences in the history of the Republic.
Congressman, it sounds like you've come to your own conclusions.
That's a question. I haven't drawn a conclusion.
Congress and the White House are eagerly awaiting the Attorney General's release of the Mueller report. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month. Not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So, yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
We now know the identities of America's latest fallen warriors.
The Pentagon's released the names of the two soldiers killed on Friday in Afghanistan. Military officials say 29-year-old Specialist Joseph Collette of Lancaster, Ohio, and 33-year-old Will Lindsay of Cortez, Colorado, died in Kunduz province. Military officials releasing few details except to say the two died in combat.
That's USA's Chris Barnes reporting from Washington. Do your kids have an iPhone? 9 out of every 10 teenagers under the age of 18 do, as well as access to social media. That according to the Pew Research Center. But this increased connectivity can come with challenges for teens as well as their parents. As part of their research into Americans' digital lives, the center also surveyed over 1,000 parents of teens to better understand their experiences with raising teenagers in the digital age. 65% of the parents worry their teen spends too much time in front of screens. A majority of parents check their teens' web history and use digital grounding as a form of punishment. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Another Powerball jackpot misfire. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
On Saturday, these Southern California Powerball ticket buyers were all making plans about what they were going to do if they won.
I'm going to tell my boss to kiss my in every language known to mankind.
Go to Key West for a little bit.
Got my house.
But the $625 million fourth largest Powerball jackpot ever went unclaimed again. No one has won the big prize since December. The next drawing on Wednesday has an estimated value of $750 million before taxes. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Purdue goes to the Sweet 16 with an 87-61 win over Villanova, something Wildcats head coach Jay Wright tries to keep a positive point of view about after the defending champions lost a chance to make a return to the tournament this year.
Just an outstanding basketball game. They're a very, very good team. We knew that coming into the game. They just have great balance, inside game, ISO game, drive, shoot threes, defend great as a team. Just really, really impressive, and we wish them luck.
Purdue guard Carson Edwards had 42 points.
Honestly, I wouldn't say I even knew I had a career night until the game was over. I mean, I'm just so focused on just trying to get the win, you know, especially when games like this where you value every possession. So I was just out there fighting with my brothers, and we was able to get the win. I was able to have some shots fall for me.
Purdue will play Tennessee in Louisville, Kentucky on Thursday. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.